This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome, 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 brothers and sisters, to this Hour One Nugget and the peace of the Father. We're at part 41. And this is 41C, as together we study Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 12. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In part A, we looked at tender-hearted mercy, and in part B, we took a look at kindness. We now come to what I think is amazing, because it's such a badge. We come today to humility. When you look around you, when you look at the various leaders there are in the Christian church across the world, and there are millions, you can look at some that are very well known, some that are lesser well known, and you can look at your own pastor. Ask yourself this question, this one question: is your leader in the church that you attend, is he a pastor? In other words, is he full of humility? Is he humble? Because that is the badge, I believe, that we need to see. We need to see love come from our leadership. We need to see humility coming from our leadership. We need to see tender-hearted mercy. We need to see kindness, gentleness, and patience coming from them as well. It is wonderful fruit to behold when you come across a leader that is so humble. When you come across a pastor that really cares, that really deeply cares for his or her people, it's a wonder to behold. So why is humility so important? Because the Bible tells us that pride comes before a fall. The world wants us to be proud of ourselves. The world constantly tells us, you should have pride in yourself. In Britain, we're always taught from a very young age, the stiff upper lip is most important. We're taught, only girls cry. Men don't cry. What total and utter rubbish. What bunkum. I believe real men cry. Real men cry with the emotion. And when you cry, I believe it shows humility. And humility is so important. Paul's talking about humility here, and he mentions it in a list. Now, I'm not sure if he meant to put it in a list in that way, in that context, but he also says in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and the second verse, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. See, he talks about humility and gentleness right there together, along with patience. In his letter to the church in Philippi, in Philippians, the second chapter and verse 3, he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. There are so many verses about humility. Proverbs, the 11th chapter and verse 2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. Are you hearing me today? But when humility comes, but with humility comes wisdom. I'll say that again. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. This is how important humility is. This is how vital humility is to our hearts and our souls. Doing away with selfish ambition, doing away with that vain conceit. I can promise you this. Years and years ago, I was so conceited. When I look back on it, it makes me shudder. You know, the other night, I was watching a broadcast on television about Princess Diana, who incidentally was killed 20 years ago today. And I was watching this program about Princess Diana, and I saw humility all the time. It was said that she went into an AIDS clinic in the early 80s when it was just becoming well known, this disease of HIV and AIDS. And she went into this AIDS clinic and they were advising her to wear gloves and do this and do that, and she wouldn't have anything of it. She sat with these people and were holding their hands. There are pictures and video of her in Africa amongst these AIDS victims. She's with little children and she's holding them close to her. And if you look at her eyes, you can see the love pouring from her eyes. That lady had humility. And I'm not even sure that that humility came from Almighty God, but humility she did have. And beloved, that is the kind of humility that we should have in our own lives. Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 16 says this, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. In other words, humility. Do not be proud. Do not be conceited. That is humility. Right there. Be willing to associate with people of low position. Wow. Peter says in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 3 and 4, he says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self. The unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, a beauty that never fades, which is of great worth in God's sight. Jesus' own brother, James, He wrote in the 4th chapter and verse 10, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." You see these verses, these constant reminders that we are to be so humble. Yet with the world around us closing in, it's really difficult sometimes to be humble. So therefore, we have to involve our Heavenly Father. We have to say to him, "Lord, Lord, I can't do this on my own. It's impossible for me to have a humble heart on my own. I'm surrounded by all of this stuff and these people. I'm always struggling, Lord. What do I do?" And the Lord says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And with that rest, he will instill in us a humble heart. I told you, some years ago, I was very conceited, so full of myself, so wanting to be an important actor. I wanted to become a megastar. That's what I wanted. And with it came conceit, pushing myself forward, pushing other people out of the way. That was what I wanted, and that was what I was determined to get. Until one day, I asked the Lord to humble me. And oh boy, he did. And in that journey to humiliation, it was so tough. That journey to become humble was hard, and it hurt. But I did it. I've often said that when you pray for humility, it is the most dangerous prayer, because you can rest assured if you pray to Almighty God to have a humble heart, he will give you a humble heart. It will happen, and almost instantaneously, and it will be a journey. But when he does it, it changes your life. Are you ready to ask the Lord today, right now, wherever you happen to be, whatever you happen to be doing, are you ready to ask the Lord right now in Jesus' name for him to give you a humble heart so that you can wake up in the morning and always dress yourself with a cloak of humility? Clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. If you want to pray with me right now for that to happen in your life, just say these words. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me for all the sin in my life. I ask you to hold me close, Lord. Humble me, Father. Pour humility into me now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Teach me, Lord. to be humble. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Oh, beloved, I can feel and sense the Holy Spirit pouring into your life now. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, just say thank you to the Lord. Say thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for changing my life. Amen and amen.